The Polynesian archipelago of Tonga remains cut off from the rest of the world following a huge underwater volcanic eruption in the South Pacific Ocean that severed the country's internet connection and caused tsunami waves to slam into and erase whole villages. There are unconfirmed reports of widespread damage. It is still unclear if there are casualties, and drinking water on the islands is feared to have been contaminated. Aid agencies and governments, including Australia's, are gearing up to respond. Let's get the latest with our reporter Rhett Burney.
Stunned locals headed for higher ground as tsunami waves inundated villages. Aside from a handful of videos posted online, there has been little communication with Tonga since the Hunga Tonga Hunga Haiapai volcano erupted on Saturday morning, local time. This local was filming when the blast coming from the sea reached the land. Others had their cameras rolling as volcanic ash turned the sky black. This person was one of hundreds of people in cars lined up to drive as far away from the coast as they could. More than 48 hours on, Tonga's internet is still down. One of the many Tongan Australians trying to contact his family is Olympian Peter Tawafatafua.
When I first saw it, I was actually out fishing. I was sitting in a little fishing boat with my rod in the water, and I felt something was a little bit different, a little bit wrong, and then I just checked my phone for some strange reason, and I was getting hundreds and hundreds of messages from people asking if I was okay.
He says it's been 3 days since he's spoken to his dad.
The communication at that point was just starting to shut down, so we were predicting a lot of damage was going to happen. I've got my father back in Tonga, and all of my relatives are in Ha'apai. The Ha'apai Island groups is near where the epicenter of the volcanic eruption was.
New Zealand's Air Force was sent to do a flyover of Tonga today. Its government says that operation is still underway, and if it's deemed safe enough, it'll send an aid flight tomorrow. Jacinda Ardern is New Zealand's Prime Minister.
The flights undertaken today will help us establish what needs there might be, as will the ongoing communication with officials on the ground. At the same time, though, we know water is an immediate need. The Hercules will be able to, we hope, take off today in order to meet that need much more quickly than our Navy vessels will be able to reach the islands.
Australia had planned on doing the same as New Zealand, but its aerial survey of the group of islands was cancelled due to concerns over the ash cloud caused by the volcano. Zed Seselja is Australia's Minister for International Development and the Pacific.
We have a better understanding of what has happened on the main island, and obviously there's some pretty significant property damage in some of those low-lying areas on the main island, but we're very keen to get an understanding of the outlying areas, how they have fared, given the very significant communication outages that have occurred on those islands.
He says some aid relief is already on the ground.
In the meantime, we have pre-positioned humanitarian supplies through the Red Cross in Tonga. So those supplies are already on the ground, and they are being distributed, if not immediately, then very, very soon.
Michael Hassett is from Friends of Tonga, a not-for-profit set up in response to the devastation caused in 2018 when Cyclone Geeta hit.
Tongans primarily use rain for collecting drinking water, and the water typically comes off of the roofs around a village. And so with that ash coming in, there could be contamination of drinking water. From what I've heard, there was advance warning and there were cautions to put going out to the community to disconnect the downspout to those rain collection tanks. And so I hope that advice was heeded.
Carlos Bonilla is from Oxfam.
The main problem right now is it was the ash that fell all yesterday, and it was covered 1 or 2 centimeters all the island, and mainly the capital, Nuku'alofa. And the major concern at this point is the pollution of the water.
You've had really minimal contact with your people on the ground in Tonga. What have you heard about the damage?
From the information that we have, the coastal areas, particularly the west side of Tongatapu, has been impacted by the tsunami caused by the explosion of the volcano.
That's been backed up by the owner of Ha'atafu Beach Resort, who posted online that their family is safe. However,
it's with sadness to say that our beautiful home, Ha'atafu Beach Resort, has been completely wiped out. The whole western coastline has been completely destroyed, along with Kanukupolu village.
Oxfam's Carlos Benilla says it's unclear if there are any casualties, but aid agencies have set up desalination plants over the past few years, and he just hopes that locals and aid groups are able to use them to make fresh water.
Rhett Burney with that report.